Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses. Lynn, last week we started a conversation about what to do now that fall has arrived, and can we continue that, I guess?
Last week I spoke about planting fall bulbs. This week I'd like to talk about the same fall bulbs, but instead of planting these out in your garden, I want you to plant these in pots, and I'm going to teach you how to force them. Now, the word forcing them came about because we're forcing them to bloom out of season, that's all. So if you plant them now and you put them in a cool place, it still takes about 3 months for the roots to develop adequately. So if you plant your bulbs in good potting soil in a pot and put them in your refrigerator for 3 months, then you can take them out and just put them in an area of your room that's not in direct sunshine, and they will bloom just like they would later on in your garden, but you'll have the benefit of them blooming in January. Now, if you don't have room in your refrigerator, then what I would recommend is digging a hole in your yard, and it should be about a foot deep, so that when you set the pots of bulbs in the bottom of the hole, there'll still be 6 inches of soil that you can cover the pots with. So once you get the bulbs planted in good potting soil in the pots and you place them in the hole, then what I recommend is covering the pots with an old towel or an old rug. And if you don't have that, then a layer of mulch or straw, just something to use as an indicator, so that when you're removing the native soil that you covered it all up with, you'll finally reach that layer of straw. You know you've reached your buried treasure, and you can take out a few pots of bulbs and then roll the rug back and cover them up again for a couple of weeks, so that you're starting with a few pots every other week, and they will bloom normally in your house. This is a real fun project to do, especially with your kids or grandkids. Now, there's several different types of bulbs that can be forced, but not all of them. So you can't just go to a big box and buy those poor quality bulbs. You really need to come to a reputable garden center that will sell you the top quality bulbs so that you get a large flower. Now, I also want to mention paper white narcissus. These are very easy to force because they don't require cooling. You can just buy the bulb and either put it in a pot with drainage in soil or in a vessel without any drainage and just use gravel or pebbles to keep the bulbs upright. Then you just put water in that vessel and set them in your room and they will grow naturally. And the nice thing about paper white narcissus, not only are they easy, but they fill the room with this delightfully sweet fragrance.
And who wouldn't want to do that? Where are you located?
Well, we have two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino O'Leary, and the other is at 715 St. Michael's Drive.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.